He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think it's a fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake?
Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to ask you, are you ready? No! I said, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Gotta say welcome to everybody in the chat room to the Sports Opinion Show, everyone listening live. Today is already Friday, June 28th, 2013. Getting ready to go into July here. We're all getting ready for the 4th of July. I don't know if anybody got 4th of July planned next week. Oh, man. Coffee's in the chat room. Got Coffee, Jay, Matt. Got DDP in the chat room, too. Everybody's ready for the weekend. You've got the weekend, and then you've got 4th of July coming up next week. It doesn't get any better than that. I thought that I would have 4th of July planned by now, but of course that hasn't happened. I don't know what the heck's going on with my friends. Somebody said, well, we're having a barbecue here. Somebody else said, well, we should all go to the beach over here and watch the fireworks. Somebody said we should go to San Francisco and just pay the fucking $6 toll now to go across the damn bridge and go to San Francisco and watch the fireworks there. But nobody's really followed through with plans. Because today, it's going to be like that today on the show. There is no real topic for today's show because today, we're just going to be everywhere. You know, it just feels right. I thought about that and I said, you know what? Just let the show be whatever. Because you guys love that stuff anyway, so I figured, why not? It's only week number 2 of the summer starting. I figured it's still early in the summer. What a better way to kick off summer part 2 of just letting the show rip and go everywhere. Dang, man. And, you know, everything is going everywhere today with sports. And everybody in the chat room is talking about who the National Hockey League champions are. I don't feel compelled to acknowledge that, but nonetheless, I will do that in just a second. We've got a lot to do on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. There is a breach in the NFL. Thanks to Aaron Hernandez. This guy, I tell you, he's in a lot of trouble. But some people are saying that, well, hey, Coffee, Jay, Matt, DDP, he's going to get out because he's a football player. Everybody that's famous, they get out. I mean, remember who we just talked about last week. Him getting out of jail and getting his sentence reduced from from 30 days down to 25 days because he's an NFL player. Aaron Hernandez, I think Aaron Hernandez is, he's in a lot more trouble than anybody else that's more famous. I mean, shit, how many times has Martha Stewart been to jail? And she's gotten out because of famous personality. This time around, I think it's going to be a lot different with Aaron Hernandez. The confrontation that he had with someone, and he should have just let that go. Or, at the very least, use immoral violence to stop this whole thing. But no, he had to go use a gun and start shooting at people. That pissed him off. Yeah, I know, Coffee. She went to jail for no reason at all. And the other thing we're going to talk about today is the fact that, you know, people just seem to think that it's okay to just, you know, try and get their job back. I mean, people that used to work for the NFL because they had a high position, or in any sport. I mean, contrary to the whole, I'm sure you all heard about the whole men's warehouse thing. I was the CEO of Men's Warehouse. I need my job back, damn it. Well, job security, it sucks because you quit. You left. Then you got caught lying about the Men's Warehouse and other things too, so you definitely ain't getting your job back. But ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, it was just reported just 30 minutes ago. I didn't have time to put it in the description and add it to the show page right here. I did put it on social media, on Twitter, and on other sites like that, on the Sports Opinion Show Facebook, that it was just reported just this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to give respect to and give our condolences to the Osborne family. Matt Osborne, who was the original Doink the Clown, has passed away. He passed away at the age of 56 years old. I'm like, dang, I'm nowhere near that age. Not by a long shot. As of right now, there hasn't been any official cause of death reported. He was in Texas at the time and was about to turn 57 next month. Matt Bourne, as others in the wrestling business knew him, was a part of the Pro Wrestling 24/7 family on the Pro Wrestling 24/7 radio network. He hosted a show that aired in 2011 called Carney Knowledge. Because, well, he was very, very, very knowledgeable about everything else, not necessarily wrestling. They say that that show was a good show for them. Their thoughts and prayers go out to the Osborne family. Ours as well here from the Sports Opinion Show. Another wrestling legend, Doink the Clown, the original Doink the Clown, has passed away. Coffee said, Doink the Clown, the only clown I have never been terrified of. What about the midgets? Pink, Wink, and Dink. I'm not sure about that, Coffee. I'll have to check in on that for you, okay? Oh, my goodness. But hey, you know, let's get into the task at hand. Michael Fee, the defense attorney for Aaron Hernandez, has called the murder case against the former New England Patriots weak. This, after all, is what lawyers do, of course. Hernandez pleaded not guilty to murder and also pleaded not guilty to 5 weapon charges. In actuality, much of what Briscoe, Massachusetts County prosecutors laid out in Hernandez's arraignment and subsequent appeal over the past couple of days was quite strong. The state has offered up enough evidence that they may very, very well be sitting for now on more than can put Hernandez in the company of the victim, old Lenoid, on the night of Floyd's slaying. That placed Hernandez at the scene of the crime. There, they found Hernandez's gun. See, this is why he's not going to get off. I think he's going to get in a lot of trouble. I mean, he will. Just, I don't know how much he'll get in trouble because, hey, he's a football guy. But his .45 caliber gun, you know, it was placed at the scene. The other thing that linked him there, and everybody wants to know why he's pleading not guilty, because everybody said, well, here's the big problem. He's going to be convicted guilty whether or not he pleads guilty, because another strong, strong piece of evidence that was there that saw him do this, robotic eyes. And you say, well, what are you talking about, Matt? I'm talking about the fact that the two computer eyes, video from his own security system, land him in that spot. The security camera in front of his house shows him on video shooting the guy that he had a confrontation with. Now this paints a very solid picture of both means and opportunity of basic Broderick of a case. Although a conviction can be worn without motive. There doesn't even have to be a motive, that's what they're saying. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it gave the six midgets a job. Everybody in the chat room and talking about all the doinks, all the clowns. Coffee said never plead guilty unless you make a plea deal. Yeah, but see, the point here, guys, is that, I mean, if they just told you, let's pretend we are all in the courtroom, and let's say that you guys were all, you know, either trying to, you couldn't decide if you wanted to cheer for me or if you wanted to boo me in the courtroom because of the fact that, let's say that I pleaded guilty, yet my defense attorney and the state prosecutor say, well, we have a small problem here. You're going to have to boo Matt because, oh, well, Matt had a gun. And it was caught on videotape in front of his house with his own security system. Coffee, I'm sure you would boo me in the courtroom. Jay says, let him work for the conviction. What, like community service hours? Community service hours. I'm not too sure that that would be applicable in this case here, Jay. I mean, after all, community hours, stuff like that varies state from state. And it also depends who the judge is. If the judge is a smart, wise guy, he'll vouch for that. But if he's an asshole, and if he's a real mean judge, if everybody says, oh, that judge sucks, you're not going to win. Then you won't get community service hours or anything like that. Yeah, Coffee, videotape can be altered. No, it's not hard to pay a specialist. Jay said, no, make the prosecution work to get the conviction. Don't just hand them a case. That's a very interesting, very important thing to point out, too. that you should, if you're the defense attorney, you should make the prosecution work to get the conviction. But you still have to hold on to not hand them a case. And also because, hey, and if you think that's it, nope, that is not it. The story doesn't end in the courtroom. Because now what the NFL is now calling, they are calling this a national security breach. They want to conduct their own investigation of Aaron Hernandez. This is not going to look good. I mean, it hasn't looked good ever since he shot that gun and used it as a weapon. Even though he cleared waivers with the NFL on Thursday, the same day, later in that day, the NFL released a statement saying that they will not approve any contract between any team and Hernandez. They won't give Hernandez a deal until after Roger Goodell has met with him privately to discuss his actions and everything and so forth. And you know Roger Goodell is going to ask him about his court case issues and find out everything about what went on in court. Because the likelihood of that meeting ever happening, though, is very, very slim. But the NFL is conducting its own investigation of Hernandez anyways. They are saying that this is a breach of contract and a breach of security for the NFL. Because it violates the league's personal conduct policy. And you say, well, how does that all fit in? Well, they are blaming this. This is going to be the funny part. You guys are going to be like, especially Coffee. Coffee's so opinionated about this stuff. He's going to be like, hell no. What the hell's wrong with them? You got that right. You want to know what's wrong with the NFL? Everything. Because their reports are this, that it's because of failed multiple drug tests in Florida and his off-field actions and the way he's been talking to people off and on, to, and even to fall in the fourth round of the 2010 draft. But that the Patriots didn't tell the NFL that they had protected Hernandez's rookie contract that contains $20,000 in guaranteed money, well below the nearly $50,000 in guaranteed money that his slot draft warranted. They didn't tell the NFL they did this. That's why they are calling this a breach of contract. But I don't know why they're blaming the failed drug test on his actions. The drug test that he took was in 2010. I just said that. We are now in 2013, Roger Goodell. I hope he doesn't bring this up. If he ends up having a one-on-one meeting with Hernandez, I hope he doesn't bring this up. Because it would be stupid to sit there if I was, you know, Roger Goodell and I had to talk to Coffee and say, Coffee, I understand what you did. This is very wrong. You violated our code of conduct policy. And let's say I run through the whole thing with Coffee. I'm only picking on Coffee because Coffee said he would boo me out of a courtroom. But this is just an example. And then if I said, you know, what if I went from talking about the stuff that he did to court, and then 5 minutes later I'm going to jump into his path and say, oh, Coffee, by the way, you know, this is a result of your failed drug test in 2010. Coffee's going to be like, fuck you. What does that have to do with me shooting somebody and what I did now? The drug test, it doesn't uphold anything. There's nothing to grant there. If Roger Goodell ends up telling Hernandez this in a public meeting somewhere, if it's just them two one-on-one, that's going to sound really, really retarded. Because they have already agreed that Hernandez, you heard me mention it, they're not going to let him play. They're not going to let him do anything. They're not even, they are actually holding on to his contract He's not allowed to make a deal with any team once this whole court thing goes away. Then they'll talk about getting him a contract to go back to work and start playing and making money again. Coffee Fed. I eat a lot of poppy seed muffins. Those muffins are good, but there's almost never a point where I'd pass a drug test. I'm sure you wouldn't, pal. Oh, boy. And yeah, I must say it. I must say it. Gosh, this is no hard for me to say. But I will say it anyways. Matt, congratulations to you and all of Chicago. Congratulations. You guys are the National Hockey League champions. You won the Stanley Cup. But is it true, Matt, what I've been hearing? Is this how Chicago fans act? That you partied out in the street and caused 19 riots? Certainly, there's more class here in California. No, just kidding. There isn't class like that with people do that. I remember when the Giants won their very first World Series in 2010. Everybody I knew was happy, excited. Then we heard reports that they were tearing up the city. Well, in my mind and in my eyes, those are not real fans. Those are just out-of-control fans that have nothing better to celebrate about than to destroy a city. Jay says they weren't really riots. They were excited gatherings. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any pictures or anything like that, but those are the reports that I'm getting. They're just reports. You know, like they're just rumors. So I haven't seen any pictures of anything going down in Chicago that's big. But yeah, congratulations to you and all of Chicago. You guys did it. And you guys are also the main reason why my Sharks got sent home and we couldn't finish. If we would have beat you guys in Game 6, we still would have went to the L.A. Kings. We still would have whipped their ass. And then we would have had to take you guys on again. And I guarantee you we would have won the second time around. But nope, that didn't happen. You guys sent us home packing. That's okay, Matt. I'm not angry with you. I'm just going to wait till next year. Jay says, they might have been riots on the South Side, but that would have more to do with the White Sox. Because they don't watch hockey in the South Side. Coffee says, there's too many guns on the South Side. I wouldn't celebrate in the streets there. All right, Jay. All right, I see how it is. Jay said, you know what? Shark stuck. Get over it. You want me to get a life? You want me to get a life just because I'm a Shark fan? Because I'm a Raiders fan, I know. And because I'm a Giants fan. Oh, Coffee. Here we go. Coffee and Jay are going to become a team. Start teaming up on me every week now. This is great. Ah, shut up. You wish they folded. You wish, pal. In your dreams. Yeah. Well, you know, I've been posting on social media and other forms of media entertainment sites that, you know, yeah, the Raiders suck, but that's because they were following a prodigy and layout of what the game needed to be, because they were still following Al Davidson's plan. And they still followed it into the 2012-2013 season. But now that his funeral is all said and done, now that everything is officially done, and that's nothing more to deal with Al Davis, I think wait a few months and wait till football season comes back in. You're going to see the Raiders much more in control of themselves, not having to deal with Al Davis anymore, and they will rise to the top. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm just saying, just keep an eye on them. Coffee, shut up. You know I'm not an A's fan. And well, since we're on this note, on this subject, because I know he's listening, both of them might be listening. Of course, I'm talking about former Blog Talk host. He's now on Podomatic, I think the website is, .com. Gary Cantrell is now hosting his show on that website. And he had a one-time reunion last Sunday with the Alan Martin, who's been on this program many times. And him and Alan had mentioned me and mentioned our show here along with you guys. Alan Martin, I can't believe you told the world on Gary's show that he liked my show because we talk about wrestling, we talk about everything. Then he told Gary, I can't believe it, but you know, it's a real good show. Even better that Matt talks golf. I've never, ever, ever talked golf on this show. I don't even like golf. My dad and my grandpa do. Everybody else in my family, I know they do. My older uncles. My two brother-in-laws, they love it. They like golf. They like playing it. And we're all the same age. Not me, though. I'm not a golf. I'm not a golf guy. Yes, Jay, you're right. The Raiders will suck until all of the Davis family is gone. Well, his son is, his 26-year-old son is the last remnant of the Davis family, along with his mother. His mother is still alive, but, well, you know, she'll never get into the fold or even try and coach the team, for that matter. I tell you, you know, but hey, I tell you, now, you know that everybody is just so flabbergasted and really, really excited about the Blackhawks. Hell, even my friends in Southern California, Matt, they were cheering and just glad that the Blackhawks won. And this is a big deal, that the Blackhawks have actually won and are now the Stanley Cup champions. I just can't believe you guys actually did it. So congratulations to you and all of Chicago. You better hold on to that Stanley Cup. Hold on to it while you can. Because the Sharks are coming for it next year. Coffee said, let's be honest. Oakland will suck until they burn it to the ground and make it East San Francisco. Oh, that won't happen at all. Not at all, Coffee. San Francisco is across the bridge. Oakland is just right next door to me. The first thing they got to burn down to the ground or do something with it, as I mentioned last week, that the Oakland Coliseum had sewage problems, water problems, rat infestation. They either need to clean that shit up or move to a new facility. Do something. Yeah, the draft is tomorrow. It's going to be very exciting. Can't wait for that draft, I tell you. Oh, boy. But yeah, you know, I can't think of a better time to take a break than right now. This is a lot. This is a lot. We've got a lot more to cover too. Because hey, it's only going to get better right here on the Sports Opinion Show. These things that are like that are just, it's just part of the show. It's just, like I said, we're going everywhere today. We've got a lot to talk about when we come back. I mean, hey. Got some inside scoop on WWE's writing staff and changes. There's also an issue with CM Punk and why he was gone for so long. It's a very, very compelling story. And did Natalya and Tyson Kidd get married last night? Or earlier this week, I should say. I thought they were related. Yeah. You'll hear more about that after this.
Fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
You're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey!
That hurt.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
ladies and gentlemen, the hottest place on the internet for wrestling and video games is, of course, WGS Radio. We got it all. News, reviews, interviews with some of the biggest stars in wrestling today, and yes, even...
Oh my God!
The leader of Team Gooch himself, Mick 35th. That's every Wednesday and Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. And of course, for pay-per-views, 2 hours before every pay-per-view for wrestling. www.longtalkradio.com/WGS Radio. We'll see you there.
And now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great, great show. Like I said at the top of the show, there's no real subject today. We're just shooting the shit. We're just going everywhere today. Normally it's A, B, C, and D, but hey, even before the summer started, we weren't even doing that anyway. Everybody here in the chat room just talking about the best video games that they've played and are going to play pretty soon. Most one to date, that Coffee mentioned in the chat room during the break. With Saints Row. Hey, you know. And it's funny that, you know, I didn't even start that. I mean, it just took off in the chat room about video games. And then I started mentioning the fact that last night, I don't know what happened because I was going to do 24/7 mod in WWE's SmackDown vs. Raw 2008. But somehow, and I know nobody in the chat room because everybody that's in the chat room has known me for a long, long time. They won't believe that I don't know what happened. Somehow, all of my memory from that game got deleted from the PlayStation Network. I know I save my games all the time. See, everybody's typing away now, see? Yeah, some of the NCAA football games are kind of boring. I have NCAA 08. You know, Coffee mentioned the word blitz in his comment. That's the one thing that EA Games has not made in a really, really long time. What happened to all the NFL blitz games? You know, the game that had no rules, no referees. You could just beat the shit out of somebody in those games. They don't even make that shit anymore. And it's funny you guys should be talking about this because, you know what, let's just go there. Because on Monday Night Raw, we'll talk about this first before we go into wrestling news, and then we'll go back into Monday Night Raw. But on Monday Night Raw, it was very, very stupid, at least I thought so. The fact that they had Jerry Lawler go to the ring and say, along with Vicky Guerrero and Brad Maddox, about the fact that you could send in your art to WWE about the new video game and you would win some type of prize if you were to win the drawing of the game cover and they would use your game cover. Ah, the NFL banned the Blitz video games. Okay, well, I see what happened. I see how, okay. But then, you know, Jerry Lawler had interrupted Vicky Guerrero and Brad Maddox and said, all right, shut up, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the real cover for WWE 14. And I said to myself, wait a minute. They're kidding, right? They're not going to unveil anything. Because remember in January when I told you guys that THQ, which is video games, the video games developer for WWE games, had severed all ties with WWE, which meant that that leaves WWE without any video game developer. But we saw the cover, we saw the picture of The Rock when they blew it up. The Rock is on the cover of the new WWE game. But then again, that still might be in question. Because a lot of people had questions about that segment. They said, you know what? All they did was promote the picture. They never actually said, well, here's what the game's going to be called. Here's the title of the game. Here's what system it's going to be for. Did you notice that on Raw? So there's... It didn't tell you anything. Matt Broderick, of course, is playing Kingdom Hearts. Whatever that is. Matt didn't give anybody in the chat room a clear definition whether that's a Facebook game or an app game that he's playing, but he said it's very cool. He enjoyed it. I asked him during the break in the chat room. I said, I thought you won and beat that last night. He said, I did. I'm starting over. If you can start over, it must be very exciting. But yeah, you know, I actually got a phone call this morning from GameStop saying that you have a special pass, Mr. Alvarez, to come in and try, you know, get to play around with the new Grand Theft Auto game. You're one of the few that gets to do that. And I said, I get to go to GameStop and play the game for free before it even comes out. See how it is. Covington St. Rose. Like GTA, but it's fun. I mean, there's so much. As we welcome guest 2706 into the chat room, welcome. But yeah, it's crazy. They didn't mention THQ. They didn't mention if they were with EA Games. They didn't mention anything. And people in the audience, if you watch that segment of Raw again, Calpo must leave. Peace out, Calpo. people had their phones out ready to start sending in their submission for their artwork picture that WWE had just told us about. But then why did you go and do that? That was really, you had everybody all hyped up. And then you brought it back down to nothing. By the way, I'm sure everybody heard about it. Well, then again, I don't think anybody in this chat room and got a PS3. I do. But you can tell all your friends, tell everybody that they are out in stores. I had to take my adopted sister last night to Kmart just to look around because she had to do some shopping. My dad couldn't take her because he was busy doing something out of the house. He wasn't at home, so I said, I'll take you. So I took her to Kmart, let her do her shopping. And I came across this PS3. It's brand new. PS3 glow-in-the-dark controller. I said, yeah, Xbox got nothing on this. Sorry, Coffee, I just had to throw that out there. Jason, do you want to give me that PS3? Ooh, you guys are talking about The Last of Us. That looked like a good game. So many games that I need to get, but damn. I need some NASCAR games, and I don't even have that. I have everything else on PS3 but NASCAR games, all right? Coffee said, you wish. There is nothing that PlayStation 3 does better than 360. And I'm just saying, the Xbox even have glow-in-the-dark controllers? I don't think so. Hey, I don't have no problem with my PS3. My PS3's online server. Me and my friends, we enjoy playing each other online. And I know you're online with PS3 because you've added me. Coffee said, glow-in-the-dark controllers are a goofy gimmick. And you can still, to this day, get those for any system. What are you talking about? And back in the days of Nintendo, they didn't even have glow-in-the-dark controllers back then. All you had was the damn controller that just said, here, play me. No glow-in-the-dark controllers back then. Uh-uh. we'll get back into that. I'll make sure to save time for that before we go off the air to talk about that again. But we got to get into this. The Minnesota Corn and Clover Carnival, which takes place on July 13th in 2 weeks, is advertising WWE Hall of Famer Bob Backlund's return to the ring. That's right, Backlund is being advertised and going up against Wade Olson or Ken Petra. So that's for Premier Wrestling Experience. That will take place. Yeah. The updated card for Wrestling Experience pay-per-view returns this Saturday from Charlotte, North Carolina. The iPay-per-view will be hosted by Shane Helms and Steve Corino. So for all of you in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, that is, if you get a chance to go to Wrestling Experience pay-per-view this Saturday, which is tomorrow, be sure to check it out. Say hi to Shane Helms and Steve Corino. And remember what I said before break? That CM Punk took a long, long time to come back to television because he had to file a lawsuit, a legal lawsuit, in conjunction with him being at home in Chicago. That's why they had the storyline and everything run out, run all the way to Payback taking place in Chicago, because he was already there. Even before WWE came into Chicago for that pay-per-view, you know how he was gone all that time and then came back? Well, here's why. CM Punk's legal wish has been granted. A judge has issued a 2-year restraining order against CM Punk's estranged mother. That's right, he had to file a lawsuit and get a restraining order against his own mother after she allegedly bombarded him with threats, TMZ has learned. TMZ broke the story that Punk filed legal documents in Chicago, claiming his mom threatened to commit suicide several times after he stopped giving her money to pay for her living situation. Punk also claimed his mom had threatened to expose humiliating secrets from his past. Punk had already received a temporary restraining order against his mom, but today, which was actually yesterday, the judge decided to extend the order of protection for 2 years. Punk had asked the court to also ban his mom from any WWE event. Whoa. Now he's even ordering the judge to kick her out of wrestling events. Wow, that's shocking. But it's unclear if the judge actually signed off on this request as well. And I think the reason why Punk is even taking it a step further to actually ban his own mother from all WWE events is because he knows what the rest of us all know, right? that, ladies and gentlemen, that a restraining order is nothing but a damn piece of paper. Sure, I've seen them do it on cops all the time. All I have to do is just fill out this paper, and we'll be sure to keep him away with this piece of paper. God knows what cops do with these papers. I mean, look, nothing against cops. I'm all for cops. I'm all for catching the bad guys. Sometimes I wish I was one. I could just pull all these damn people over that are speeding here in my city. But nonetheless, withstanding, a piece of paper is not going to acknowledge somebody. I mean, if I told Coffee, here's your restraining order. You are not allowed to come to my house. Not that me and Coffee live in the same state. But if me and Coffee did live in the same state, if me and Jay lived in the same state, and I told you all last week, for all of our guests, we have a lot of guests in the chat room. I'm serious. To everybody listening that's a guest in the chat room, Coffee's in Michigan, Matt Broderick's all the way in Chicago, and DDP in the chat room, of course, too. He's in Texas. Well, wherever the hell you are, Coffee, you're nowhere near California. But still, a restraining order is just a piece of paper. Now, Jay, why would you have a restraining order on me? He told everybody in the chat room he's going to get one on me. What the hell did I do to you? Coffee says, For your 411, I'm west of Wisconsin, damn it. Yeah. But, hey, wow, that's crazy. If you're a wrestler, but you have all these issues with your mom trying to commit suicide, but then you also tell the judge, keep her away from my wrestling event. Tell her she's not allowed to come see me anymore. It sounds like he kind of has no choice but to actually kick his mom out of his life, like, forever. Wow. Natalya and Tyson Kidd were apparently married last night. It was reported that the wedding may be featured on E's Total Divas reality show because Brie Bella tweeted, I'm here at a wedding. Very nice wedding. According to one source, good luck. Not the WWE writers or even the McMahons should be credited for the recent quality of the current television product. Now, I went from a wedding to telling you all that don't give the writers, don't even give the McMahons credit for the television product. Because the source claims that Mark Henry's retirement swerve last week? That it was scripted, but it wasn't scripted. I know, it sounds confusing. Try and say that 10 times fast. It was scripted, but it wasn't scripted. Which means it was good, but not as great as it turned out. Because the source says that all credit in that situation actually goes to Mark Henry, who some claim took the entire segment in a direction that wasn't even planned and that nobody saw it coming. Wow. So, the whole retirement swerve, they say don't give credit to the McMahons, don't give credit to the writers, give 100% credit to Mark Henry. Because all he told everybody was, see, this is what I was talking about last week. When I said that it's time for the wrestlers to start standing up to the McMahons, start standing up to the writers. Because wrestling needs to be shown in a real capacity. That's what they've always done. and now that they've gotten to the PG era. There's nothing wrong with the PG era. It's just people will help, the crowd will tell you what to do with the talent. If they get over and the crowd puts them over and likes them, then let him be himself. And I said the wrestlers need to talk them down and tell them that about how their character needs to be played out. It needs to be 50-50. And that's what Mark Henry did. Because he told everybody for 3 weeks, let me do this. Let have John Cena come to the ring. Well, what are you going to do next? Don't worry about that. Just, John, you come to the ring and we'll do something. And then the night that they did it, Mark Henry told him, he told everybody, I'm going to give John Cena a hug, okay? I'm going to give him a hug. That's why all you heard Michael Cole say was, oh my God! And Jerry Lawler's like, I'm shocked! He just body press slammed John Cena to the mat. And then after that, there was dead silence from both Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler. Because they were speechless. Because Mark Henry had been saying for weeks, don't worry about what I'm going to do. Just let me do something. Because he had been crying all day. Literally. You saw the tears on TV. And Vince and everybody thought, well, he just wants John Cena down there for support. Okay, cool. But when he picked him up and slammed him, everybody was taken off guard. So I guess we have to give props to Mark Henry for the retirement swerve. That was a good job. The June 24th edition of Raw, for the first time in weeks, had minimal changes from the final draft of the script to the version that ends up used for the show itself. John Cena and CM Punk in particular had already gone through and approved their own segments for the final scripts or even presented that evening. That's how it all came about. They approved what they wanted to do, and that's how Mark Henry got his approval for what he wanted to do. The new Performance Center will have a grand opening on July 11th. Yes, I know this is a few days earlier than anticipated. For the grand opening of WWE Performance Center. During the grand opening, select members of the media will be given a tour of the new facility. It was announced earlier this morning that TNA has hired former WWE employee John Garbick. Garbick will take the position of Executive Vice President of Talent Television Production. Word is that he will now be replacing Kevin Sullivan, not the wrestler Kevin Sullivan, not the Kevin Sullivan that was in the WCW, a different Kevin Sullivan. He's much, much taller, too. He's much taller. Who has worked for TNA since 2005 and both executive producer and vice president of productions. A lot of things happening there, a lot of things. Wow, and everybody in the chat room just going at it about television shows. And hey, you know, television is great. Those things are great. It's still very cool. I mean, a lot of talk people are, just like you guys in the chat room, are talking about your favorite TV show and what's going to happen, what's to be expected. I mean, the new season of Necessary Roughness won't have John Stamos, from who used to be on Full House back in the 90s. I know Matt Broderick remembers those days. I mean, it's the same thing in television. Everybody's got to, you know, they've had their time in the spotlight, but now they want to shine a different way. I don't even think that in real life the guy that used to play Uncle Jesse on Full House, I don't even think he actually shot a real gun. Because they've done a few commercials about that show where he has a gun in his hand, but is he going to use it? They want you to watch the new episodes that are coming out with the new season of that show. And it all corresponds with everything else in wrestling, because you have to make stuff like that happen. You have to keep everyone guessing. But, you know, I've got a problem with what WWE did on Monday night. A great, great show. A good showing. And a very good standing to what they wanted it to be. We had Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan. But, you know, Vicky starts laughing at Brad Maddox because he's looking scared to wrestle Bryan. Because she told him she was going to put him in a match with Daniel Bryan. Brad Maddox is like, I'm not a wrestler. I'm your assistant, damn it. Then it was him, Vicky, and Vince McMahon talking about Daniel Bryan's size and his appearance and what he brings to the table. I agree with everything that Vince said, that even though he's small, he does bring a lot to the table. So the Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan match had to be stopped, and referees pulling each other apart. Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow took on Sheamus and Christian, who's back. Even though it's funny that Vince McMahon brought out the real-life sarcasm with Vicky about the fact that Christian's been back for 2 months. Why did you wait till all this time to finally bring him back? Triple H intervened and said, well, actually, you know, I'm the one that actually signed him, but it took you this long to put him on television. I don't know if they were taking a shot at me for mentioning that. Who knows? But your winners are Sheamus and Christian. This more than likely will probably lead to Cody Rhodes and Christian having a one-on-one match, since Cody was the one who put Christian on the shelf in the first place. Caitlyn versus Oksana. Caitlyn won, but then after the match, AJ cut a promo with AJ's music. The whole wig and everything. You got TV talk going on in the chat room. I don't know if you guys will even talk about reality-based shows like Storage Wars. Dang, I saw that on Wednesday when I went to a pizza joint with some buddies of mine. I don't know if they're going to start talking about Hoarders in the chat room. God, that show is crazy too. But hey, nonetheless, you know, AJ coming out with the wig that looked just like Caitlyn's. Big Lace that came out with flowers and the suit that he wore. And they created the AJ scene from Raw where Big E had dumped Caitlyn as Layla tries her best to hold Caitlyn back in the ring and tell her it's not worth it, just wait. And the whole Wait family thing that's supposedly coming to Raw, I don't know about the Wait family. What are they supposed to be? some kind of country western people. Last week's commercial, when they aired it, well, how y'all doing there, partners? This week it was more relaxed, more calm. All they were doing was basically laughing in the video. So I guess they're going to have some type of country entrance theme when they arrive and start showing up on Raw. You know, this will probably be good for my good pal, Jody Christopherson, who used to wrestle here in one of the local independent promotions all over California, and now he's on in WWE Developmental, about set to come up to the main roster pretty soon. I should put him together with the Waite family. Just say he's a long-lost cousin, because his gimmick when he was here, he had to wear a country hat and stuff like that and start having that type of role. And he likes it. He really does. He enjoys it. He just gets into it. That's how they should bring my friend up. Bring him up to WWE Raw and just have him go at it and just be a relative of the Waite family. I know I always say that I'm not fans of that type of wrestling or those type of gimmicks in wrestling. Coffee's happy that Minnesota and Chicago are in the same division again. Dang. Lots of talk going on in the chat room. Chris Jericho took out Alberto Del Rio. Winner by disqualification is Chris Jericho. Thanks to it, you know, the whole thing without Alberto Del Rio's personal ring announcer gets involved and tries to hit Jericho with a trash can, and we get Dolph Ziggler involved too, and he just comes in there and starts beating the crap out of Del Rio, and oh man. Ryback took on the Great Khali. Very awesome. Ryback is the winner. That was an awesome match. The number one contenders match, Tenzai and Brodus Clay versus the Usos versus Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre. That was a good 15-minute match. Could have been better, but hey. The new number one contenders for the tag titles are the Usos. Their entrance theme is just kicking off, and yeah. Then they went on to talk about promoting the DVD for The Call. That's a damn good movie. Darren Young took on CM Punk. CM Punk is the winner. Then they showed us another vignette for the Waite family. This time they were parading around some farm. This is why you can clearly tell that, well, even if you didn't see it, that's why I'm explaining it to you, that they're probably going to have some country type theme song to be their entrance theme to the ring. Everything was good. Everything was laid out perfectly. But the writer just kept you guessing. And they kept you guessing, and all the way down to really finally make one last pitch and one last promotion to promote the street fight between Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton. And it was a back and forth match. But here's where the problem lies. The problem truly lies between what they did and what they did wrong. Because clearly what they did wrong was... Now, I'm fast-forwarding to the last 10 minutes of the match. They already had two tables in the ring. And Randy Orton grabs Daniel Bryan after reversing a hold that he was doing on him, and he reversed it again. This time Orton just pushes Daniel Bryan. He didn't even throw him. He just pushes him into the table. And the only part of the table that broke was the bottom of the table. But no, Michael Cole again had to do it again. Oh, Jericho just went through the table. He barely touched the table. Only thing that touched the table was his damn arm. Daniel Bryan's shoulder went into the table because they fucked the whole thing up. And you saw the referee, you know, having a long, long whisper conversation with Randy Orton. And you were wondering what the hell was taking them so long. And, you know, it's kind of like what you guys are talking about in the chat room about all these TV shows having their series finale and getting ready to go off the air until next year. This kind of felt like that, too. But the referee took his time talking with Randy Orton, and then he went over and had a long, long discussion. Of course, on TV, he just, when he saw the camera right in front of him, right behind him, he's like, Daniel, are you okay? Can you hear me? Making sure he's still alive, but he would get close to him and start whispering at some point. At that point, Daniel Bryan got out of the ring and set up the table on the outside, which is the table that he powerbombed Orton through. Then, 5 minutes before the match ended, it was Daniel Bryan who got slammed through the table on the other side in front of Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler on that table. Then they both roll over and roll into the ring. They roll back in. And Bryan used the kendo stick on Randy Orton's throat. And Orton tapped out for the win, and that's how Daniel Bryan won. And then, of course, Orton attacked him from behind while he was celebrating. And even as they went off the air, Daniel Bryan is chanting, yes, yes, yes. And Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler are saying, well, he proved tonight that he is not the weak link. With the camera in clear view of the table that they barely touched, that was still propped up in the corner of the ring. You used three tables outside the ring, but you never even tried to finish using the table you already had in the ring? How does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to. It's just there. Did you put the table up and leave it in the ring for decorational use? Come on, what was that? We weren't watching the highlight reel. Because they don't use tables in the highlight reel. When Jericho wants a highlight reel interview, he'll use nice leather couches. One day I'm going to own a leather couch because leather couches are very, very comfortable. I can't get my mind off of that. The fact that they would use three tables outside the ring. Daniel Bryan powerbombed Orton through one. Yeah, sure, that's great. Randy Orton DDT'd Daniel Bryan threw the one in front of Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler. That's great. The other one was propped up against the barrier, and that was when Daniel Bryan went off the top rope and went on top of Orton through that table. But there was still one table left that they never, ever used. Come on now. That didn't make sense whatsoever. That leads everybody to wonder, was the referee being inclined in his ear set, in his earpiece, to ignore the fact that they already had a table in the ring? Was somebody telling him in the walkie-talkie earpiece, tell them to get another table from under the ring? Why? You had a table in the ring that had barely been touched by Daniel Bryan's shoulder. It's still usable. I would have had Daniel Bryan end up on the top of the rope. They both could have made everybody think that they were going to suplex each other. When in actuality, one of them could have reversed the other's move. I mean, Randy Orton does the DDT from outside the rope, right? How cool would that have been to do a DDT from the on top of the rope through a table? They didn't do that. They just left it as is, and Daniel Bryan wins and starts chanting yes, 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 and they just go off the air. Good story, good wrestling. The show was, like I said earlier, I'll give that one a 10. I'll give that one a 10. That show deserved a 10. But my only two problems, I usually have a long, long list. You guys have listened to the show long enough where I've got, you know, 12 or 13 problems that the writers did and screwed up on the show, whether it was mic skills or wrestling skills. But this is clearly a production issue that needs to be fixed. The other issue that I have, it's not just with WWE, it's for Impact Wrestling also. Impact Wrestling, a.k.a. TNA. In fact, your camera guys, are your camera guys, both company camera guys, drunk on the job? Are they sleeping on the job? What the hell? Because last week, Coffee had mentioned something to me on social media when Mark Henry was doing his swerve. He said, why is the camera on Mark Henry's belly? His belly doesn't have a mouth. I mean, it's like, what, are we supposed to expect Mark Henry to pop out a kid and be pregnant? He's trying to do a retirement speech here, and they've got the camera pointed down towards his crotch area. What the hell is all that? Last Thursday, I'll give you another example. When Hogan was in the ring talking about that he was going to do something about Bully Ray, and it was going to have to start with his daughter, Brooke. That was before he, you know, sent her home and all that crap. But the camera guy, whoever the camera guy is, he starts tilting the camera up and down. I'm like, Hogan's cutting a promo and you're tilting the camera up and down? WWE and Impact Wrestling, both companies need to tell their cameramen to get their act together and start shooting what they're supposed to be shooting. I know once in a while, since I have crappy Comcast cable, that once in a while my cable will pop when I'm watching a certain show and it will just cut out for a minute. I'll be like, the hell? Okay, well, the show's back on. I thought my electricity went out or something. But no, that wasn't the case. when CM Punk and Paul Heyman were in the ring, and when he was calling Paul Heyman a liar and he wanted Paul Heyman to tell him the truth, and right before Paul Heyman was getting ready to speak, he said, "Well, Punk, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to," and then the TV cut out. But I know it wasn't Comcast. I know it wasn't their fault. Because I had amplification about that from some of you who told me, WWE almost, somebody in the backstage area and somebody in the production truck, both places, somehow they accidentally unplugged the camera circuit that is supposed to feed us what we're seeing on TV. I said, "Oh, okay." I know that once in a while, you know, WWE, they allow you to bring your kids with you. I mean, with wrestling, you bring your kids to work every day if you can. They don't mind. But these are adults here. Again, are you drinking on the job or what the hell's going on? You're just walking through the production truck carelessly and going, oh, geez, I tripped. What did I just unplug? Oh, my God, I unplugged the server that goes to the audience, to the television world. I better plug that back in. Are you kidding me? I mean, really? Not just the camera crew. Everybody backstage, everybody needs to cut this shit out. This has been going on since March. Like, who's cutting a promo? Oh, I got to turn the camera around the other way. Oh, man, I tell you, I don't get that anymore. I don't understand that because that shouldn't happen. We're going to take our final commercial break, and when we come back, Impact Wrestling is now getting a lot of vigorous and revolting and cosmetically angry comments, or whatever you want to call them, because of their stance, and I thought it was funny. I had no problem with it. When they publicly addressed and made a joke about the whole Men's Warehouse thing. Sting and Kurt Angle. That was beautiful. I loved it. they just went there. I mean, hey. I mean, they'll probably start directing comments to me, too, because of what I said about that at the top of the show, if you all remember. Matt Broderick said, I got to put my Kingdom Hearts on pause. I got to say something about that. they won't direct any comments at me. I mean, I'm just an internet guy. But to have Sting and Kurt Angle say what they said, yeah, that was classic television. Classic television right there. And we've got some classic stuff here, too, after this.
Hey fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Hi, this is Mark with the Q with Sin City Sessions. Hope you're enjoying the show that you're currently listening to. I certainly am. Here at Blog Talk Radio, we adhere with certain standards which gives you, the listeners, a nice, clean, fun time. There are certain things that we cannot say, like... And... and... and of course... my show, Sin City Sessions, will not use these terms, but it doesn't mean that we won't be talking about naked people, alcohol, sexual innuendos, or a combination of all these things in our stories. If you aren't getting lucky Tuesday night, please come to Sin City Sessions at 9 p.m. Pacific Time and midnight on the East Coast. www.blogtalkradio.com/SinCitySessions. At my place, clothing is optional, but fun is mandatory.
Is anyone out there? This is the Nathaniel County Sheriff's Office. Is anyone out there? We were surrounded by the dead. They weren't rioters, what we were told. We have survivors here.
Follow the story in the Ragnarok Rising Saga by D.A. Roberts, available on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, and BooksAMillion.com. Visit RagnarokRising.Weebly.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Every year you assemble your closest friends to prepare for another season in the knockdown, drag-out world of make-believe football.
4 minutes.
You were born with the one skill every manager needs to play fantasy football. Absolutely no skill playing real football.
Not so good at catching.
Imaginary catches. Imaginary touchdowns. Next up, an imaginary score with an imaginary woman.
Good imagination.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, O Swami of the sidelines. You may come in dead last, but you're always first with us.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, our newest stars here on NDB Media, DJ and Eli, in the evening, on every Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. They're going to be talking it up for 1 hour. They're going to be covering up all sports, all that is necessary, all that is important, everything that's going on. Don't forget, every Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on NDB Media.
Late night breaks, I hear the tires squeal. Red light can't stop, so I spin the wheel. My world goes black before I feel an angel lift me up. And I open bloodshot eyes into fluorescent white. Cause if the siren hits the lights, close the doors and I am gone. Just
tire squeal. Breath I can't stop, so I spin the wheel. My world goes black before I feel an angel steal me from the beating of the death.
Back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Wow, what a show it's been, ladies and gentlemen. We've covered everything from a breach in the NFL, thanks to a guy who really should never have did what he did, and it might be too late now. He might even be fired by the NFL. We've talked about, the fact that the original Doink the Clown has passed away this morning. We've talked about everything today, just everything. And now it all comes down to this. Like I said, I'm probably sure you've noticed a lot of things different when you came into the chat room. Like, real quickly, I need to give a shout-out to the guys that own this channel, the NDB Media guys. I'm sure you guys are enjoying the graphic. They made graphics for my show. I mean, I've been on Blog Talk for so long and I've never had my own graphic. I'm just like, I'll just let the show deal with it. And for the longest time when I started, guys like Coffee and DDP and Matt Broderick, the guys that have been with me for a long, long time, and others know that I at one time had to use my actual picture. That's why people still think they don't think it's my actual picture. They think it's just a teenage kid. I can assure you that's no teenager. That is me. I really am 30 years old. And the guys that own this channel, we're gonna meet in LA in a few weeks, somewhere down the line. Somewhere you'll be able to see. I'm gonna have. We already talked about this. We said that we're going to find some random person down in Southern California or since I'm going up with my family, maybe they can take a picture of all three of us. And you can see that the same guy that's with them in the picture is the same guy that's hosting this show, the same guy that had his own picture for a while, that it clearly is the same guy as me. I am no teenager. I really am 30 years old. And no Coffee. I am not an age fan. But I'd like to thank them for getting the graphics up. I'm sure you guys are enjoying the graphics. All there's like five different pictures that are up there right now, flashing in front of you guys. It's awesome. I can't thank those guys enough. And I can't. Well, I'm not going to thank Hulk Hogan. But since he is a part of the show, I will say they did a good job. Last night, the X Division title match was Chris Sabin versus Kenny King versus Suicide. But before they could do any of that, the Aces and Eights had, stuffed Chris Sabin in the back of a trailer truck and gave him a warning from Bully Ray, of course, not to even think about trying to challenge him for his title if he can still retain his title in order to become a real champion at Bound for Glory. Famous last words, of course. Something strange began to occur during the match. Suicide wasn't interacting with the fans. Suicide started verbally breaking the referee's warnings to stop, you know, doing a close choke. The referee, you know, would be like in the ropes and be like, get him out of the rope. Come on, Suicide, get him out of the rope. 1, 2, 3. And Suicide would be like, he was like, shut the hell up, I've got till 5, ref. And you're like, something's a little fishy here. Then it became apparent that something was clearly wrong when even though Suicide did win the match, but he won it by holding on to the rope. Nonetheless, cheating, we'll call it what it is, cheating a victory over both Kenny King and Chris Sabin. Chris Sabin, though, was on the outside of the ring. He didn't. You don't even have to be pinned to be involved in these type of decisions. So Suicide becomes the new X Division champion. You know, the gut check segment, Adam Orndorff and Ryan Howe, I got to say, that was that was awesome. No, I'm not meeting up with Coffee. Coffee's not going down to Southern California to meet up with us. Although that would be awesome. That'd be awesome if all of you could come. That'd be awesome if everybody in the chat room can come to California and meet us down in Southern California. Coffee said he can't wait until Saints Row 4. Wow, they're already making the new one for that one. I've never, like I told you in the chat room during that last break, Coffee, I've yet to try any of the Saints Row games. I don't have any of them. Coffee said, I'll come down to Southern California with my superpowers. Yeah. If you'd get a Superman cape on, Coffee, and just fly down here. Jay said, go have fun with Raji Poo. Let him know Wonder Kid loves him, too. Yeah. But, hey, the gut check segment, like I said, both guys should get a job with TNA. I mean, or Impact Wrestling, excuse me. Anyways, yeah, a very, very good match. The knockout title match, Mickie James versus Velvet Sky. And people are still wondering, why is the ODB a referee now for the women? Well, because Tara, then, you know, she's told, she's been on different shows, and she's even been interviewed by the one Katie Kirkland, you know, from NBC. That lady, yeah. Saying that she could actually perform in the ring versus just being an on-air personality like she was when WWE brought back ECW. And she was the general manager of the new ECW. Then when she got to Impact Wrestling, she was just, you know, a sporting valet for Jeff Jarrett before he left the company and went to the AAA company. And then she went to a referee position. But yeah, after all the interviews that she's done over the last year and a half, she's told everybody, I can't only just be an on-air personality. That's great. It gives me exposure. But I can do shit in the ring, too. That's why she's actually wrestling. That's why ODB is a not-so-praised referee, but you know, I guess it suits her because ODB doesn't care. I mean, hey, I'm pretty sure down the line they're going to have to do a storyline, much like WWE did with where they tried to keep CM Punk and Brock Lesnar away from each other, but the storylines have forced them to, you know, have them get on each other too. And I'm sure it's going to happen down the line where ODB is going to end up being a referee for one of the hard knockout matches where she doesn't like somebody that's in the ring with her. And she'll just blast her. That'll be ODB for you. Then they'll have to find a new referee. Yeah. Nonetheless, Mickie James beat Velvet Sky because of Velvet Sky's knee. Yeah, yeah. The Bound for Glory series, Bobby Roode versus Brodus Magnus was an awesome, awesome match. Brodus Magnus, he just laid it all out and left both those guys left it all in the ring. Then, of course, Hulk Hogan had said that, you know, suicide, whoever you are, either take off your mask or I will strip you of that title. And you will not be known as the X Division champion. So the camera crew is actually... Why is the camera crew, I know they're trying to be separate entities from WWE, because WWE always has, you know, the Todd Grisham, the Michael Coles of the world doing these interviews and actually asking the question. But at Impact Wrestling, it's a totally different scenario. I mean, sure, once in a great while, they'll let Christy Hemming conduct an interview. That's what Jeremy Borash is for, but yet they have Jeremy Borash only there to keep the audience on their feet because he's a fan favorite. And he's only there to actually interview he's not even there to interview the gut check opponents. He's just there to ask them questions and then say, now is your time to kick out and show the judges why you belong here. Here's the mic. You've got 30 seconds. Good luck. And that's it from him. But the camera crew, why do you have the camera crew doing journalistic duties? Their job is to carry the camera around. Then you've got the second man behind the camera. His job is to carry the camera cord around. That way nobody trips on it. Which in turn causes them to almost drop the camera and lose feed to us watching. You know, Impact Wrestling, you're screwing this whole thing up. You need to actually have an interviewee person. I think give it to Jeremy Borash full time. He could be the Mean Gene Okerlund of Impact Wrestling. You know what I'm saying? I know, I just sent a vibe down everybody's back in the chat room when I said Mean Gene Okerlund. Yeah, we all remember the Mean Gene Okerlund days. Roger Nogueira is in the chat room with us. Nice to see you, pal. Jay says, anything for you, Raji? Raji. What a name. I know they're talking crap. Well, that's good. Thank you, Roger, for listening. Roger says he's been listening since 2 p.m. No, I'm not going to sit here and take it like a man. I'm going to deal with it. You got to cut that shit out. Stop talking about me when I'm not in the chat room. Ah! But I'm always in the chat room. See? Yeah, me too, Roger. I can't wait till I make it down there. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the traveling of Matt Alvarez is going to begin. I'm not sure when we're acting, like I said, Roger. I'm not sure when we're actually going down. That would be awesome if I could broadcast my show from the NDB Media Studios in L.A. or L.A. County, wherever it is. Yeah, I need to kick Big Dog's ass. Because, Jay, you know, on Roger and on the Big Dog show every Saturday, the Big Dog, he always correspond to me. When I first met them, he started, you know, somehow he connected me with Barney the Dinosaur. It's because of my pictures that I told you about earlier. So that's why I've got to go after Big Dog. Roger's going to stay out of the way when I get down there. Yeah. You know. I would ask Roger if he could do me a favor when I get down there to hold the Big Dog down for me. But I don't think he wants to get involved in this. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of getting involved, you know. The Bound for Glory series, Ken Anderson versus Samoa Joe. Ken Anderson had told members of the Aces and Eights, when you see your opportunity with Samoa Joe, take it. And they said, hell no. We're not going to get involved? No way. Why would we? You know, pissed off that guy can get. Yeah, Samoa Joe can get pretty pissed off. I've seen him do that shit at several house shows. So, Roger says, I will. I'll hold down the Big Dog just to see the beatdown. Yeah. What? Do you sanitize your dolls? Jay's asking Roger if he sanitizes his dolls. Wow. Wow. I know we're talking about war of words with me and Big Dog, but right now it looks like there's more of words between Roger and Jay. Dang. Roger, so I'm going to buy some sanitizer right now in just a few minutes. Oh, God. But like I said, hands down, all in all, good show. Other than the camera crew conducting these backstage vignettes. But before Samoa Joe's match, you know, Kurt Angle and Sting, they congratulated him, and you know, Samoa Joe said, "Thanks for, you know, the suit and everything." The new main event Mafia is going to be awesome. I like it. And Sting said, you're going to like the way you look. And Kurt Angle said, I guarantee it. So everyone now, the entire, you know, internet community, and even Men's Warehouse themselves, are now just blasting and blasting and trashing and talking all this smack relating to Sting and Kurt Angle because they're making jokes about our company. Well, what did I say at the top of the show? It's nobody's fault when the former founder and the former chairman of your company, you know, quits and then tells the world, I want my job back, damn it. And they said, no, you're not getting your job back. Somebody else had your job. Yeah, who is on the line? Is that you, Roger? It's probably Jay trying to call into the show. Hey, cut that out. Better cut that out, Jay. I don't swing that way, pal. No, I'm curious. Is it anybody in the chat room calling into the show? All right, let's take this phone call for a minute. Roger, what's going on?
Hi, Matt. How you doing, pal?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. First of all, thank you. As I mentioned, I was listening ever since the 2 o'clock hour. I got stopped. You know, I had to do the domestic thing. But I want to thank you for all the love you gave us, and I can't wait to get down here to Southern California. We are looking forward to it. It doesn't matter, Matt, but we will do a live program. And if you're on, if you're going to be down here for days, or who knows, maybe we'll do several. I don't know. But, Matt, before anything else, you have a huge listening pool. Your listeners are devoted, man. And I want to thank them for that. You're pulling down some great numbers. But you have a lot of listeners, and they're very creative. You guys saw the logo that someone, the media did. I'm not going to take the credit for it, but someone did.
Okay.
And if someone can come up with a great logo for Matt, you have to submit to Matt, and the one that he likes, we will choose it, and we will pay the person, I don't know, $10. How's that, Matt? That sounds.
That sounds good.
So come on, guys. Everyone that's listening live and in the archive, guys, come up with the logo. I came up with, I'm sorry, someone in NDB Media came up with one. And we know a lot of people could do a lot of. But thanks, Matt. It's been a fun program, dude. I enjoy listening to it, Matt. It's good stuff.
Yes. Thank you for that, Roger. That's very cool. Very cool. Well, you heard it from the king himself. You know, master that owns this network. That somebody asked.
Yeah. Do you see the crap we're getting over the $10 in the chat room?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was out yesterday with a friend of mine. We went to a swap meet. Because I was thinking maybe I should get a bike, and that way I could just ride a bike and then use my car when I need to. And the guy said, I said, I like this bike. Got a few problems with it. And, you know, the seat's all crap and torn. I said, how much? And the guy said, $20. I said, $20? How about 10? I said, no, this is too good of a bike. I said, that's something to cry over, but everybody in the chat room is crying about $10.
That was a good story. I like that. Who knows? Guys, think about it. Matt will always give you love every time the logo is up, and you will our eternal loyalty for everyone who comes up with a nice little image for him. And no, they can't take a picture of Matt and say that's the logo. I mean, unless Matt likes it, you know, but I mean, he can himself.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, seriously, guys, all kidding aside, really, we are praying someone to come up with one. If you guys would like to do it, hey, I think that would be great. If you have a picture of Matt on the logo, that's cool. But don't submit a picture of Matt as the logo. No. We already have that picture. We have the 12-year-old picture that he has.
Roger, you better be careful.
I know, buddy. I know. You're coming down to SoCal.
All right, well, do you have anything else to say before I get out of here?
No, buddy, I want to thank you, as always, and all of your listeners as well, for a lot of fun, Matt, and we really, really are jazzed about you traveling Southern California. We can't wait. Everyone else, guys, thanks, and good stuff. Thanks, Matt.
All right, thanks, Roger. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for our show. We had a great appearance from Roger Noriega himself. Very awesome. What a way to end the show. And we'll see you all next week. We might have a guest. We might not. Never know. Take care. I'll see you all next week. Peace.
Eddie to the top rope. And he's cheated. Frog splash. Come on. Get it. Do it. Two. Yeah. It's champion.
He looked and he thought he'd get John Hancock on a great deal. 15-year contract. So now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's reading you ain't in it.
And this punk holding the camera reading, he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.